Colchester.
Hello, Nick.
Yes, sir.
I've just had a cosmic experience.
Really?
Yeah. I've a paranormal message from all the frogs in Colchester. Yeah?
Yeah.
They say they hope you get diarrhoea this weekend and crap your bed.
Really?
Okay.
Is that funny where you come from? Haywards Heath.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, my name's Jeff. I've got a joke for you.
A joke?
Yeah. It's not rude, don't worry.
Is it a short joke?
Yeah, it's quite short, yeah.
Okay.
Right. There's a bear and a rabbit in the woods having a dump, okay? And the bear said to the rabbit, "Hey, rabbit."
I thought you said that this wasn't a rude joke.
It's not rude.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. He says, "Hey, rabbit. He says, do you have trouble with shit sticking to your fur?"
Yeah, how rude is that on a scale of what? It's about a 7. Little too rude for this show. Because this is an upstanding show that is clean and pristine at all times. Except when I'm talking. Taunton, again?
Yeah, it's me again. I thought you'd cut me off yourself.
I did.
Did you?
Only one call per show, okay.
Eh?
I said only one call per show.
But you didn't let me finish off about David Koresh.
No, well, I didn't want you to finish. That's why I cut you off.
I'm the only person in Taunton that listens to Virgin 12:15.
I doubt it.
I ring up twice, haven't I, to make it sort of publicity.
No, you were on for about 10 minutes.
Sorry?
I said you were on for about 10 minutes. You hogged this line. And suddenly you started talking about David Koresh was really Jesus?
No, I'm not saying he was.
Oh, well...
I didn't say he was.
Well, what were you saying?
I was saying, okay, when Jesus came onto this earth, people thought he was a nutter. They thought he was mad on the things he believed in. And they hung him for it, didn't they? No one liked
him. They hung him for
it. They hung Jesus, didn't they? They hung him. No one liked
him. No, I don't really think that they actually hung him for it.
Yes, they did, on a cross. They hung him on that cross, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay.
And so David Koresh is really, what was he, like a really nice guy and he was misunderstood?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is the government in those days, you see, thought this man's a nutter, get rid of him, hang him, do something, we don't want him, he's ruining our...
So what is your point?
My point is that David Koresh could have been, okay, we don't know for definite, he could have been, and if he was, we've dipped out.
So, in other words, anybody that commits any crime of any kind and says, oh, well, wait a second, I might be Jesus.
What crime did he commit?
Well, he shot some people in the head before they died. How about that one?
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know it? I saw it on TV.
What, you actually saw him shooting them in the head?
No, I saw people trying to get into his compound and they were shot really dead.
But was that by his people and his followers?
No, they were aliens from space and they came down and they shot the FBI as they tried to get in, you jerk. Calm me down. Bradford.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hiya. I just came in from pub tonight and I turned on the radio. And that idiot and I'm about David Koresh.
What planet do you think he was coming from?
I don't know, but that guy's a prat. He should get a life, shouldn't he?
Well?
Really get a life.
I'm with you, mate.
Yeah, and straight afterwards you get that call from that woman on about the perfect bloke, you know, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't answer back. You know what she needs, don't you?
A dummy?
A vibrator.
A little blow-up doll?
She needs a vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
She needs, doesn't answer back. That's what she needs.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Yeah, and...
Something to think about, I don't think. Manchester.
Hello.
Yes.
Manchester speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were talking about Alex Harvey earlier on. I wish you'd play a little bit more of him. I just wanted to say that Richard Branson's done a marvellous job getting this job on the airwaves.
Big Dick's fabulous, and we love him to bits.
Yeah, he's marvellous and he's marvellous. Unfortunately...
So he's so marvellous, you had to say it twice.
Correct.
Like New York.
New York, New York, Manchester, Manchester, here you don't come. It's appreciated all over the country, this Virgin Airwaves. It's really, really good. But when you finish work at the end of the day and you want to put your feet up, you know, your 2-hour slot...
Please don't say slot on this show under a lot of pressure.
It's a slot! If he's listening, he should get rid of you, you boring, petty bastard.
No,
bye-bye.
Really? Yeah, okay, up yours. Wasn't she a nice lady? I like her a lot. Thanks a lot, Mum. Told you not to call me at work, okay? Manchester again. Oh, God, do I dare?
Yes, you dare.
0645-101-101. Yes, sir.
Yes, it's me.
It sounds like you to me.
I got the impression, you see, just about most of the DJs on this program were Australian, and it puzzled me.
Really? Why did you get that impression?
The way you speak.
Yeah, I know. Everybody says that. Never been to Australia?
No.
I've never been to Australia.
Yeah, one of the few countries in the world I've not been to. But I just got the impression that you were. And I, obviously, although I love the program and the music primarily, there I was when I listened to it through the day while I'm working.
Yes.
You get the impression that everybody's Australian. You think, good God, you know, I mean, apart from Tommy and people like that, you know.
Is the moon full tonight, or what is going on here?
Yeah. We're guessing at you mean. The news is great. Don't feel bad.
For me, not much.
The news is great. Don't feel bad.
Okay. The music is good, but you're not too keen on me.
Not too keen on Australians.
Okay. Would you do me a favor? Would you go and play in traffic? Thanks very much. 0645-101-10. I cannot believe the pond life that has been calling this show tonight. It's unbelievable. And I expect that this will be Birmingham.
And you would be right.
Every time.
So, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. Firstly, I'd like to say good evening to Wendy as well.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'd like to say that last caller, the idea of you being on television.
Yes.
I like that.
You like that idea?
I like that. DJs never die. They merely go on television.
Okay, well, right, let me just... Can I just ask you a favour?
Yeah.
If I ever end up hosting a game show, would you come around and shoot me in the head, please?
I can't do that. Non-violence and all that.
Okay.
But I'll certainly make sure that I remind you that you promised never to go on one.
Thanks very much.
Right, UFOs.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've listened to quite a lot of your conversations about it, and I remember one time you said that time just seemed to pass. And a lot of people sort of rung up and started talking about UFOs. Now, what I don't understand is this. The implication of UFOs is that somehow we're not capable of doing certain things. Therefore, it must be somebody from another planet or from another galaxy. Whereas, of course, there's nothing that we're not capable of doing. For example, most of these things could be done by magic. So we could be actually talking about witches rather than UFOs. But I didn't actually hear any witches ringing in, which is something I'd be very interested to hear, what some witches had to say about stuff.
Yeah. Well, what?
Well, why don't you have a response to that?
Well, I have no idea how to respond to that. I think I lost the will to live halfway through what you just said. You're saying that UFO sightings aren't really UFO sightings. They're really magic spells put on us by witches?
No. What I'm saying is that we have this tendency to kind of say that we're not capable of doing things, that individuals and human beings aren't capable of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it must be somebody above us. Like it must be our boss, or it must be our politician, or it must be the police, or it must be the president, or it must be the UFO.
Yes.
Whereas I would say that we're capable of doing just about anything. For example, witchcraft.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning that instead of talking about strange phenomena being explained by visitors from other galaxies, we could talk about strange phenomena being...
visitors from Hansel and Gretel?
No, women, ordinary women. There's a history of persecution of women because they're supposed to be witches. And it's the same kind of tradition that tradition that the Red Indians have and the Aborigines have and the Maoris have.
Well, some of them end up running the country, don't forget that.
Say again?
Some of them end up running the country, don't forget that.
Witches?
Yes.
You're talking about Mrs. Thatcher?
I wouldn't say a bad word against that woman. She...
Well,
I can't finish that sentence with a straight face, I'm sorry.
You have to say that because of Mrs. Thatcher, you have your job. She enabled Richard Branson to become the man that he is.
Yeah. Right, okay, well, I think we have to move on now.
Well, thanks for the chat.
Okay. Okay. Here it is. Rarely am I ever, like, stunned into complete speechlessosity, ladies and gentlemen, but it's happened now. No, you're right, it hasn't. Huh?
I mean, why do you... Do you take some kind of perverse pleasure in portraying Scottish people as alcoholics?
No, I don't do that. He is Scottish, and that's what he does. Well, I think he's taking this way too seriously, mate.
Why? I mean, for goodness sake. I mean, please do not tar us all with the same brush.
See, this is like that politically correct thing. It's, you know, it's a generalization comes up and then just the very mention of it. And it's, oh, you can't say this and you can't say that. It's like the politically correct thought police. So,
I heard you saying this the other night. I do listen to your station, and I heard you saying this the other night, and it doesn't wash with me.
What?
All this nonsense about the politically correct race, this, that, and the other thing, police, and... No, I'm sorry, it just doesn't wear with me. Now, you can gong me if you wish, but however, I object to the fact that every time a Scottish person comes on there, they're either full of alcohol or...
Well, that has nothing to do with me, does it? And that is complete rubbish. I mean, what planet are you on? Have you had a drink tonight?
No, I have not.
0645-101-101. In Cambridge now.
Yes, good evening.
Yes.
Yes, Nick, I think one of the reasons why people keep ringing up and talking about drugs is probably because you keep mentioning them all the time.
No, I don't.
I'm afraid you do. I have definitely noticed this trend.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the main reason why I was ringing was about last night. Somebody mentioned earlier about the shocking calls you got.
Yeah.
And I just thought there and then, what a good idea to bin the whole idea of a phone-in.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're calling in to say that you don't like a phone-in. Okay, that makes a hell of a lot of sense to me.
Absolutely. I think you're being far too lenient with these people. If you've got nothing interesting to say after about 5 seconds...
Then I should just, cut them off. Kind of like that. Elvis Presley.
Hiya.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just saw a call your radio station. I've been doing a bit of research, and I found that your station is relatively new. And I just wanted to spell rumors and myths of me dying in 1977. I just thought I'd let your listeners know I'm still alive and well. And, at the moment, I'm living in part of Birmingham in England, above a grocery store in a one-bedroom bedsit or flat, whatever you call it. And I'm full of health, and I'm still...
Well, you're full of something. Not much doubt about that.
Well,
thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. I mean, the most sincere word. Thank you. Coventry.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yes, sir?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes? Yeah,
all right. So far...
Yeah, hello? Right.
What?
I'd like to talk about the legal age of sex.
Really?
Because it should be heightened.
It should be heightened.
Heightened.
Okay. Your sexual pleasure should be heightened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It should be made higher because
higher.
It's disgusting.
Higher.
Higher, yeah.
Yes.
To 18.
Absolutely. In fact, it should be 65, shouldn't it? You should only have sex when you after 65.
Hello, my name is Neil.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, pal. What a great call that was. Jeez.
Rubon.
Notting Hill. I think I'm being way too polite with these people, aren't I? I mean, it just seems like... Oh,
Give hell, these people
are invading our space. Because it's not... It, you know, some, if people call
infinite.
Up...
Space is infinite. I had it. I knew it.
People call up, he said, continuing, in order to delay going to the next call as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. One foot in the rave.
And I mean, it's not just me. It's like people call up and suddenly they think this whole show
serious
is about them.
Speaking.
What?
Terribly seriously speaking. This is from the star Sirius. This is radiating the goddess Mercury.
Okay, moving along. Aberdeen.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about cruelty to animals.
Go ahead.
Can't the government ban it?
Can't the government ban it? Okay, well, I'll see what I can do for you.
No, you know, Prince Charles and all that, hunting foxes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't they ban it? It's cruel.
Right.
And Prince Charles, you know, he was in the paper today, he's playing the polo with hedgehogs.
Really? What, the hedgehogs were the opposing team? And he still lost?
No, he was hitting the hedgehogs with the, you know, with the polo stick.
Really?
It was in the paper today.
Mm-hmm.
You know...
What, for fun, you mean?
I don't know. Well, he must have been enjoying it.
Not the hedgehogs, though?
The hedgehog wasn't enjoying it, no.
No.
But, you know, surely they can ban this.
Absolutely.
You reckon?
Absolutely, yes.
You show shit.
Thanks a lot, mate. It's like pond life all over again, isn't it? Falkirk.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I just want to talk to you about your attitude about getting a wife. Surely everybody's got
a wife. Yeah, okay. Why do I even... I mean, it's like sometimes you think, why bother? Why go on? And then I just think of the money. I think, oh, yeah, that's right. All right, I'll do the ads and I'll come... You know, if... Well, maybe I won't come back. Maybe I'll just leave the building now. I could go and have a meal and Gareth could do the show. Would that be a good idea? And we have a mole that's just called us from the BBC and says, get this, they are taping this show in order to send it around the BBC in order to show people how not to take phone calls. Because you know how exciting those BBC phone-in shows are, right? Oh, yes, Mrs. Scriggins, you've lost your parrot. Well, let's talk about that for 10 minutes, shall we? And any old asshole can get on and bore you to death. And that will be much better than being rude to the callers and cutting them off, right? So the BBC is spending your money taping me to send around to slag me off. That's great. Okay, well, just as long as they're spending our money wisely, right? Thanks a lot. 0645, you know, sod the BBC. I mean, and the guy who's just called in, the mole from the BBC, said that you should, you know, stop the phones because, you know, what a show to send around, right? This has got to be the most chronic show that I've done so far because it's just like arsehole after arsehole this evening. I thought 2 days ago was bad, but this is unbelievable. And, you know, once or twice, it's okay. You can sort of breeze through it. But if it's just like one after the other, it just kind of saps your will to live. Calm me down. Jeez, I just had a cup of ginseng tea. I thought it would make me feel better. But suddenly we get the BBC ringing us up. And they're taping this show. I can't believe it. Worthing.
Oh, hello there. I wonder if I could tell you one of my poems. Oh, I've forgotten your name. John, isn't it? No. No, it's not, is it? Can I... Yeah, right, my poem, can I tell you it? Well, right, it's called Wales.
Losing the Will to Live.
Okay,
yes.
It's called Wales, where the grass is green and the sheep are clean.
Is that it?
That's it, yes.
Okay. One more. Hanwell.
Yes, mate.
Yes.
I'm still here.
Okay, me too.
I'm waiting for God.
See, this is... Okay, calm down. Count to 10 and take a deep breath. Everything will be okay. It's just an hallucination. Maybe I'm dreaming. Maybe I'll wake up and I'll be able to do a normal show. I know that sounds revolutionary. It's just incredible, isn't it? It's like one day it's great and then the next day they just turn on you. Okay. See, that's what you get when you invite the public in. Torquay.
Hi.
Yes.
If you're going to bite the bottom off an ice cream and suck it out from that end, shouldn't you be wearing a stout pair of underpants?
See, these calls aren't making any sense to me at all. Liverpool.
Hello. You say that you like Battersea Power Station. It's hugely enormous, just like your ego, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
You're a wonderful wind-up merchant because you go off on a tangent. Somebody starts talking about whatever they want to phone in about, and you talk about penises.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a fat salary as well, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
To match your, you know, 20 pints a day and the enormous amount of coffee you drink.
Yeah.
So why do you have a downer on these phone-in merchants?
Why do I have a downer on people who call in?
Yeah, you've
because like you, generally they have absolutely nothing to say. Wood green. Oh, so that's great. All it was like
All he wanted to do was to know that he was on the air, and that was enough for him.
Powis, how do you pronounce that?
My God, Nick Abbott. What is this show? I've got more life in my pussy. Yes.
Sounds like a guest on the Jonathan Ross show.
Yes, I was just saying to her the other night, Miss Jones. Oh, she had me in the parlour.
Staines.
Is that the freak?
Pardon?
Is that the freak? This is B. Smith here, and when I find out who lagged, I'm going to kill the bitch.
Really?
Yes.
And why, would that turn you on?
Oh, no.
No?
No, not at all.
So why are you interested?
Because I thought they were making fun.
Who?
Radio 1.
Radio 1?
Yes.
Wait a second, Radio 1 said that I was bald?
Yes.
Who said that on Radio 1?
I think it was on a gentleman's show. I think he was called Danny.
Danny?
Yes. It was
Danny.
Actually, yes.
Danny on Radio 1?
Yes.
Is it, well, you mean Radio 5? Danny Baker?
Oh, yes, it was Radio 5, I beg your pardon.
Danny Baker is saying that I'm bald.
Well,
listen, I have a lot of personal problems, but being bald is not one of them. And also being like a fat, ugly, greasy, slobby git isn't one of them either, Danny.
I mean, fine, you might say your rock and roll music.
Some
of the music nowadays is disgusting. And
absolutely.
Obscene.
And let's hope that we hear much more of it on this show.
But do you really think that? I mean, do you not realize that there's a conspiracy out there?
Well, who is
satanic forces who are actually trying to pollute the minds of youngsters.
No, you said this conspiracy.
Evil society.
Would you ask me one question?
I sing aloud, boy.
The Lord administered to him in a special way, and it was great.
But a lot of people can't seem to.
Suddenly we're talking about this. You were slagging me off a second ago. And,
well, no, let's go on to this, because this is what I said I wanted to talk about.
Well, I think you've taken up just way
well,
too... that guy's incredible. See, he's still talking. I'll fade him out, and I'll go back, and he's still talking. Let's try it again.
Talk about this.
See, it's incredible. He's like motor mouth. I bet he's still talking.
Let me
Story again.
Half of something.
He's like a wind-up doll.
At least get
it's still going. Unbelievable. I've never heard anything like it. Jeez, that guy's been talking for, about 3-4 days? He comes on, and it's like, what was it? First, it was like, I've never heard you before. And then it was, over the past 3 days, you've been interrupting people. Jesus, if I didn't interrupt him, I would still have that call going on next week. He's still talking. It's absolutely unbelievable. Get lost.
Do you watch Tots TV on a Friday and on a Monday at 12:10 on ITV? Because I know you're a bit of a student, a bit of a social science student, because I did communication studies as well.
Tots TV, I've never even heard of it.
Tots TV, gotta watch it, listen, man. 12:10 on a Monday and 12:10 on a Friday is like the most amazing kids' TV program that you've ever seen in your whole life. Tilly, Tom and Tiny, you've got to watch it. It is almost as good as Zig and Zag on Big Breakfast.
Okay, well, I'll make a note in my diary.
I've got another excuse before you.
Yes.
I work at this during the summer. I was working days, and I woke up in the morning. The alarm went off 6:30, and it was still dark. And I thought, oh Christ, I mean, it can't be. It can't be 6:30 in the morning, because you know you'd get some light coming through the window. So I drifted back off to sleep, and I woke up again. And I realised that the reason for it being dark was the fact that my wife was still sitting on my face.
Sorry, mate, I've lost it.
Have you?
Nick, mate, it's not my intention to start a war. It's not my fault the Scottish intellect is so poor. Sadly, the Scots are not blessed with sarcasm and wit. All that comes out of their mouths is shit.
Hello?
Nick!
Yes?
Hello, Billy Miller here.
Right.
I was going to start talking about the police force.
No, don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, what about poetry?
Do you have a poem for me?
No.
Oh.
But your first caller.
Yeah.
He was an excellent poet.
You think so?
Yeah, I think I've read better poetry in the shithouse wall.
Yeah, right. Okay, and it's in Edinburgh now.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to recite a poem, just a short one, very short.
Okay.
There once was an ugly duckling, with feathers all dirty and brown, and all the other ducklings said, quack, get out of town. So he left the town that evening, and came back only when all the other ducklings died in very strange ways. Quack, garrot, quack, quack, skewer, quack, quack, cut the brake fluid on his car, quack, napalm, quack, quack, grenade, quack, quack, losing a foothold during a mountaineer expedition arranged by a haughtily familiar figure. I'm a pig. Oink, 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 oink. Told you so.
Okay, and as soon as you get off the line, I'm dialing 999.
Of course.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Scary. Why are we feeding back?
Good evening, Big Say.
Oh, hello. Can I have your complaints department?
I'm sorry, they're closed now. I can give you an answering machine if you'd like to leave a message on that.
Yes, please.
Hold on. Ringing.
All lines to the information office are either busy at the moment or we're closed.
What?
If you have a comment about the BBC or a BBC radio programme
yes.
you'd like to be logged to the
yes, I
BBC
do.
Management, please leave it, along with your name and the area you're calling from.
Well, maybe not.
The tone. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just calling about, you know, people are slagging Virgin off for playing rock music. It's a rock station, okay? And so it's just occurred to me that, you know, maybe we should start complaining about Radio 3 because they play all this classical music, okay? And there's no rock. So would you do me a favor? Would you play me some Anthrax? A little Megadeth? Could you play it at like 10:40, a bit of Megadeth at 10:40 and dedicate it to Big Dick and all his team? Thanks very much. And would you tell Danny Baker to stop saying that Nick Abbott's bald on the air? Appreciate it. Cheers. Love you. Okay. So I'll call to the BBC for this evening. And somebody has to, wouldn't you love to hear that whole tape? I wonder if we can get a hold of that. Maybe one of the moles at the BBC would give us the tape in the morning and hear what some of the chronic callers that are complaining about the BBC would, like, ring in about. That would be great. Maybe we could have, like, maybe everybody listening to this show right now could ring in and complain to the BBC. No, that would be wrong. That would be wrong of me to even suggest that. Please don't do that, okay? Five is Aberdeen.
Hi, my name's Linda. Just
can you speak a little louder, Linda?
Sorry?
Speak a little louder.
Yeah, okay, sure. It's, I think...
No, louder. You familiar with the concept louder?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the concept louder of what you want me to shout.
No, just speak so that we can hear what you're saying.
I just think your attitude...
Oh, yeah, you don't like my attitude. Well, screw off and listen to something else, then.
Okay.